Welcome to the ministry of Gene Fraser. We trust that the word you're about to hear will have a transforming effect on your life. Now, here's Gene with today's message.
God gave me this message. He gave me the title a few weeks ago. Glory to God. Being a woman of purpose. And you know, I looked up the word purpose. The reason for which something exists or is made. Say, I have purpose. There is a reason why you exist and you were made. And it's not just to live the mundane life day to day. God has created you for greatness. And I know that like is mind-boggling to our brain at times. Because see, and that's why, because sometimes we look at it like, well, it has to be some kind of great, spectacular thing, you know, or it has to be something that's so seen. No, it just has to be what God has put in your heart. And you know, there are seasons too that he's purposed in our life for each one of you. There's seasons. And here's another way to look at that word in this way. It's a quality. Purpose is the quality of being determined to do or achieve something. And I believe this morning, if you leave here with nothing else, I know that God, it's putting that two things in you. You knowing you have a purpose, and it's probably not all that you've been doing thus far. So this is to stir you up, to help you to see, there's more in this life for me. There's more in this life for us to do. If we're born again, children of God, this world needs you and me. There's yet another purpose why we're here. We're not here just for ourselves. We're here for others too. We're here to bring glory to God through our lives and for others. I'm really getting ahead of myself, but it's good. It's the quality of being determined to do or achieve something. Have you ever purposed to do something? I mean, what is that? A synonym for that word purpose then is determination. Come on, ladies. I know that we can be determined about things. Can we not? You just get determined and like whatever it takes, it's going to get done. Have you ever been determined to get your kids to clean their room? It takes determination. But what is it? It's determined to do or achieve something. So he created you for a purpose so you could be a woman of purpose. He had a reason to make you so you could do and achieve something. Because see, he needs you and me to work through. People say, oh, if God wants to do it, he'll do it. No, sweetie. If God wants to do it, yeah, he wants to do it, but he's looking for people to do it through. We are his body on this earth. And people say, oh, well, if God wants to get it done, he'll get it done. No, he needs us to make the choice to yield to his voice and be a vessel for him to flow through so he can get those things that he wants done through you. So Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 in the New Living Translation. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. Everybody say, not for disaster. Not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. That's what God said about you. Not just to the whole world. He said that about you. Sometimes, you know, we can get caught up in God's word. We got to remember, he says these things. We take it personally. And when we take it personally into our own very life, it will make such a difference in our life. He said, my purpose for you is good, not disaster, but for future and a hope. And, you know, I want to point out here, because so many times, and there's even Christians, and you know, they're ignorant of the word. It's not that they're dumb or stupid or like, they're just ignorant of the word. And there was a time where we were all ignorant. I mean, there's still things that I'm ignorant of the word in, but I'm endeavoring to grow. But there's one truth people have got to get a hold of. And they think, well, let me just read it. John chapter 10, verse 10. In the New Living Translation. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose, this is Jesus said this, it's in red. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness. So people think, well, God, well, you know, God in his sovereignty. No. God is very real, but the devil is very real too. The Bible tells us that Satan is the god of this world. So people are like, well, why do good things happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? And why is all this? If God, and you know, all of that. If we just, you know, this is not a teaching on that today, but understand this, it starts with this, knowing that, yes, Satan is the god of this world. But us as children of God, we are not of this world, the Bible tells us. We are in it, but we are not of it. We're living here, but this is not our home. But we have to be very watchful because he is the god of it. So we need to stay hooked up to God as we're living here on earth. But that, understand this, just like God has a purpose, I wanted to bring this out and help us to realize, because sometimes we think, oh, well, you know, God, whatever, his purpose for me, no big deal. Well, you need to watch it because the devil has a purpose for you too. And that's the danger of it. When we don't go after fulfilling God's purposes for our life, we've got to understand the devil has purposes too. And he's a lot stronger than me and you. In and of ourself. Now, we're not afraid of the devil because we have Jesus. But the more you know you have Jesus, the more the devil's not going to be able to touch you and scare you. But just that revelation of understanding, it really is real. He's real. He's here. But in through us, so is Jesus. Amen. But understanding the devil's got a purpose for your life, but so does God. Who wants God's purpose? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, in the New Living Translation, we're just going to read that there. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Now, this was the Lord speaking to Jeremiah, but we can take this for us, too. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. I mean, what a thought. I think a lot of us have heard that scripture probably many times before, but what a thought. What an amazing thought. He knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you as my spokesman, or we could say in this case today, my spokeswoman to the world. Ladies, you know you have something to say. But if we truly are children of God, don't we want to represent our Father rightly? I do. We're a spokeswoman to the world. They need to hear what we have to say. And sometimes someone might be like, well, I don't really know a lot about the Bible. You know what God has done for you. You have a testimony. And you know what? There might be other people that can find scriptures better than you. There might be other people that can quote scriptures. You might be like, man, I can't even quote one scripture yet. That's okay. Keep growing. But there is one thing that you can do better than anybody else. And that is to share your testimony. Tell what God has done for you. And if you look and you're like, well, I don't really know if God's done much for me. Well, you're not seeing correctly because he has. Say, Lord, help me to see how much you have already done for me. Say, I'm his spokeswoman to the world. We're here on purpose for a purpose. And listen, to the degree that we know we are here on purpose, that's why I'm wanting to share just some of these scriptures, you know, to the degree that we know we're here on purpose is to the degree that we will be that woman of purpose. If you don't know you have much purpose, you're not going to be who you are. You need to know who you are so you can be who you are. Amen. I'm so grateful to God years ago. And I, you know, we're coming to know him more and more. But I understand and I see it. The more you come to know him, the more you start to see and you start to realize who I am, what he's created me to be. But so let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 11. I want to read that in the New King James. So just two scriptures here quick. We're going to just mention about, because we said to the degree that we know we are here on purpose is to the degree that we will be a woman of purpose. So I want us to give two scriptures here in Ephesians to help us know that we are here on purpose in the scriptures. Ephesians 1, 11 through 12. It says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. What was that? We've been predestined according to the purpose of him. He's got purpose for us. Ephesians 2:10. Let's read that one. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. A lot of times people think, oh, well, look, God prepared it beforehand. Oh, well, if God wants it to be, it'll be. No. No, 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 no. Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ladies, we have a choice. We have a choice. We have got to make the right choice that we would do those works that we are here for. Do you see that? That we should walk in them. It's not automatic. It's not automatic. He had a purpose, but we have a choice. He had a purpose, but we have a choice. So even this morning, we're getting stirred up. We're getting encouraged. We're getting a resolve, a strength in our determination that we're going to make the right choices. And listen, it's not just about one choice. You know, I'm sure you've made that day. You made the choice. You opened your heart to receive, and out of your mouth you confessed